Merry Christmas, you nerds! Get ready for a super RP-heavy episode, where the party talks in front of Blackficus. What really happens is everyone just talks about what happens in Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and what the fuck the dwarves are actually doing. Takes up about half the episode. Let's roll!
The show is good, Mr. Walker.
I'm gonna cut out everything until that right there.
That's where the episode starts.
Ronnie, that is the most racist thing I've ever heard.
Thank you.
Gee willikers, Mr. Walker. This show is some good candy.
Thank you kindly, sir.
Anyway, I'm gonna
go timestamp.
I'm going to go watch Song of the South.
All right, so
we go back.
Well, no, he wants to do something before we make our way back to the room, I think.
I did?
Did you? I don't know. Or did we just make our way back to the room?
You said we'll look at food before we... And then you
there was something.
I thought we were just going back and reporting what we found.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Whatever I was thinking, I can't remember, so...
Yay!
Unless it was helpful.
We diverted something probably bad for us.
It was only going to go poorly.
It wasn't going to be good. He was already stacking the deck.
Not stacking the deck.
All right, so we make our way back to the...
What did he say, name?
Well, no, he did before.
Oh, before.
He's got one hanging over his head.
Oh, yeah, he didn't
sort
do it
of
yet.
The Moskalos.
Like a black dick.
I didn't think anybody would fact check me on
that. Moskalakis.
What
are you talking about?
Cliff doesn't know any better.
That's true. He was like, that's it.
You know,
I don't know what that is.
The Sword of Damocles? No? Okay.
I told you.
I'm trying my goddamn best.
I started reading again.
There's a king, and yeah. He has a sword over his head the whole time. Like it's basically like showing that he
could kill him at any time.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's just that looming dude.
I can't believe I've never heard of that before.
Sword of Damocles.
Huh. Okay.
There you go. You learn stuff.
This is a learning podcast.
It is a learning podcast.
I don't like how the sword has a curse word in it, though.
Damn.
Sword of Dangocles.
Yeah. Dangocles. Sword of Dangocles.
Darnocles.
What the heckocles? All right.
So we go back and we pop out of the ethereal.
That's the noise it makes.
Alright, so we found some stuff. Automon did not come out.
Oh,
that's what you were going to do. You're going to say what we were doing the whole time.
We're going to talk about... So you guys pop out, and let's go back in time.
Boo!
And...
Sucking cock back in time?
That sounded like the guy Cliff saw.
That's how I go back in time. This dude told
me... I go back in time to my college days.
All two of them.
He never went to college. He just sucked guys off there.
He went to the college to do that. He didn't enroll.
I'm a college student. They're like, no, you're not.
But I have a couple in me occasionally. I'm a spit roast.
Make me your pig.
All right. So let's. These guys are going off and doing their thing. It's you.
We blow,
and. Vanta.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys do while this is all happening? You're just going to sit really uncomfortably in front of Blackticus?
Yeah.
So, Blackticus.
Mm-hmm.
How's the family?
Well, what family?
Do you have a family?
I mean, there's a concubine downstairs, but I don't...
How's the concubine?
But I'd kill her if I had to.
I'm not into it.
No.
Right.
She's a clinger?
Does she ever come out?
She does. Yeah.
What's her name?
I can't come out, though.
I could.
Her name is Wanda.
Wanda!
Oh, my goodness.
I understand why you don't want to show her to everybody.
She's attractive for a cloud giant.
Mm.
Oh, low bar.
She's no Glenn.
No, I mean, not many people are.
Yeah. I mean, he's just a
magnificent,
perfect specimen.
Right? Yeah. It's that voice, that heavenly...
You're not even
timber.
There.
No, that's Weeblo's reaction.
Weeblo's like, oh, Jesus.
He doesn't like the homos.
I mean, no homo.
Wilo is not an ally.
You guys think
well, dwarves wouldn't like homosexuals. Of all the races, it's not like an elf.
Also,
right?
Homosexual dwarves would be horrifying. That would be the most disgusting sex that has ever happened.
It's so violent.
There's so much shit.
Oh my god.
They're not clean. They're not douching.
They're not doing any of it. No cleanup. Let's go.
Hi ho.
Stop calling me that. Alright.
Now I'm just imagining all the seven dwarves fucking on their way down to the mine.
They probably did.
Dopey's the bottom. Snow White
yeah. He never gets to come in anymore.
Did you ever think, like, when Snow White fell asleep, that the dwarves all had their way with her, and then they were like,
probably, yeah, somebody needs to help wake her up. Just wait a little bit, though.
We're gonna hold off. She's breathing. We're gonna do some.
I mean, it's after hours. Might as well call tomorrow to the prince.
There's not,
service line.
Not a lot we can do.
Yeah.
So
he was asleep for a long time.
Wasn't he? Asleep for a long time. I mean, they have needs too. Little people have needs too.
No, they don't.
That's true.
They can't even reach it with their little tiny arms.
I need that.
They never said what they were mining for.
No.
Gems.
Yeah, they were
mining for why?
Yeah, but
there's no, like,
there's
other...
no market.
Yeah.
Because dwarves are naturally greedy.
Oh my god,
that's so racist.
What?
You think if they're mining for gems, though, they only lived in a single... All their beds were together yeah. in a single
for
room.
Yeah, but what were they doing with it?
You crappy little cottage in the middle of the woods.
That's a good point.
Yeah, who are they selling
all these gems... that they've obviously been collecting over years and years and years of mining. Why do they live in such a shithole?
They don't live in a shithole.
Maybe they don't. That's just the rape den, and they found this woman, and they're like, come to our house.
It's a nice little cottage, right? But, like, they're in the middle of nowhere. Think of how expensive it is to get groceries
in. It's one single bedroom.
They're in the middle of a forest, though. They could build more rooms for themselves.
Yeah, they're
a very tight-knit community.
Obviously, because they all live together.
So, like, if I can't see Dopey jerking off in the middle of the night...
Are they brothers, or are they just random fucking dwarves?
They never established...
I don't think they're brothers.
So they're just, like, random dwarves. They're like, let's live together and mine for diamonds.
Let's live together and give each other really specific names.
Yeah. You're like, Dopey.
Yeah. Fuck you. You're going to be sleepy because you sleep all the time. That makes sense. You're grumpy because you're pretty grumpy. Yeah, I kind of am. You're Dopey. Why?
You're kind
that's
of
a, not a trait I can control.
You're
kind
Mr.
Of a
Pink.
Fucking idiot.
Mr. Pink.
Dopey in the.
Because you're a fucking faggot. That's.
Dopey in the movie was kind of retarded.
Yeah.
I mean, and they. That was pretty horrible.
You're going to be called Retardo.
Well, he couldn't speak, so that's why he got stuck with it. Yeah.
He couldn't fight it.
Yeah, he couldn't fight it.
I don't think he had the brain capacity to fight it either. They could call him whatever they want.
This is Dopey. That's a horrible name. Well, it was fucking moron, but he didn't like that.
They carved it into his fucking bed. Brutal.
No, you sleep over Dopey. There,
you dumb piece of shit.
Stop shitting in your sleep. It's disgusting. We all sleep in the same room.
Smell it.
There's a lot of dark shit that went on that we didn't know about.
I mean, there had to have been.
I think we need to make a new movie.
We need to explore the Seven Dwarfs situation.
Yeah, a prequel.
Yeah.
How did they end up there?
Yeah, like, what happened to them? Are they, like, the rejects of the dwarf
They have
world?
To be. There's no women.
Where the dwarves...
It's not like men congregate in a wood by themselves and they're...
I mean, are we assuming...
Their life went well.
Are we supposed to assume that there's, like, a whole entire
really?
Kingdom
that sounds
of dwarves
amazing.
Somewhere? Or are they the only dwarves?
Because
where the fuck did they come from?
I would
then?
Assume that there'd be a kingdom of dwarves somewhere, right?
So they must be the outcasts.
And they're not gay couples because there's seven of them, so someone's out unless there's a thruple.
There's a lot of thruppling going on with the gay community nowadays.
Okay, so there you go. So there's probably several thruples. Or maybe it's like a very interesting...
Like a chain marriage.
It's a Venn diagram of sex.
Mm-hmm.
Like cross... this is Dopey and Sleepy.
Dopey's in the middle, always.
He doesn't mind.
No. Dopey does whatever you tell him.
I'll be the connecting piece. Stop, Dopey. <Yeah.
laughs> Dopey, we're going to pretend like we're in France.
That's what the French girls do. Called the French mistake.
all right, London a lot of Bridge. Questions now I have.
I don't even remember what happened.
Yeah.
Where were we at?
You guys
you
guys were talking. I guess maybe you were talking about. Did you ever notice those fucking seven dwarves? We was like, they're fucking weird. Some of them don't even have beards, weirdos.
Yeah, that's
it's
the
true.
Weird
the fuck? Why are they clean shaven?
Because they're the women.
Yeah, you know what? They don't have... It's like the prison system.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you're like, you find the weakest, and you're the woman.
Yeah. They're the ones that... that
so Grumpy's like... The main.
Grumpy's the main. Yeah. Dopey's doing a lot of salad tossing. just with jelly.
He's got those ears, too.
Yeah.
He does have those ears. Yeah.
He has those cocksucking
like,
ears.
They're like handles. Yeah, come on.
Look at those ears. Made for a good tugging.
I mean, Doc would be the guy. Like, he's probably the leader.
Maybe. Right? I just feel like Grumpy would be the one to, like, force things to happen.
Oh, yeah. Well, Grumpy's not gonna be, you know, taking no for an answer.
That's true, yeah. Grumpy's like, I want it now.
Look, Dopey, you're just gonna have to just close your eyes and think about something else.
Yeah, but how horrifying is that this woman just, like, wanders into the woods and that's what she finds? She finds fucking... midget sex den.
And they're like, you should come live with us. And she's like,
all right.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
Well, she didn't. She was like the three bears, right? She like wandered in and started cleaning and stuff.
Started cleaning as women.
Of course. Oh, it's such a mess.
Right, Dixie? You just wander into a new area and you're like.
Cooking and cleaning, right?
Yeah. Why you don't go to the woods by yourself.
Because you'll just start cleaning
it. I thought bears were safer than men.
Sex
oh, my bad.
That's. I mean, they prefer dwarves.
Whoa, no. They don't prefer dwarves. Dwarf is a specific type of short person.
No, that's the general term.
That's the general
it
term.
It is.
No, I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, it is now?
Yeah.
Dwarfism?
God, I can't keep up with this shit.
There's kinds of dwarfism.
Yeah. But dwarfism is the overall.
Well, little person is what they. The current preferred term.
There's little person.
Or. Ah! What the fuck is that?
Get it away from me!
Dwarf.
It shouldn't be.
And you know, mistake.
Mistake is the...
So midget's off the table.
Yeah, you know,
you're not saying midget's
that's
bad.
That's the derogatory word now.
That's like the R word of dwarfism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the N word.
Fuck. I'm glad we had this conversation, because I'm seeing my little people tonight.
No hard.
Yeah, all your little people? Yeah. I'm going to have a talk with Dopey.
I think you can say midja.
Midja. Okay. Only right. They can say that word,
right.
Though. Can't use the hard R in midget Thursday.
I'm sorry. This Snow White revelation is.
I mean, I never thought about it, but it's really fucking me up.
Yeah, we need to do something about that.
You can make a horror movie out of Snow White pretty easily.
I didn't see the new Snow White film, so I don't know if they explored the background.
They may have. It looked like that type of movie where they would.
I don't know. I couldn't. She looked like Lord Farquaad. I couldn't. She did not look like Snow White.
Strange choice for Snow White.
That was tough. Yeah, and she did herself no favors.
No. She did
they
not
called her Snow White because she was born in the snowstorm.
No, that's not why they called her Snow White.
No.
She's not the fairest of them all. That's for sure. Fair is a term that means something.
That was the word. That was like, that. It was the worst. That like the even if you're going by prettiness.
Yes.
Right. Like they chose the queen, who's obviously much better looking.
Yeah. Yeah, that like, Gal Gadot was like, I'm jealous of her.
Oh boy.
Yeah. This mirror is broken clearly.
I think your mirror is gay.
Yeah. You know we're going based on beauty, not acting ability. You understand that, right. Gal?
Kal-El, even still, no. It might be neck and neck on that one.
Kal-El, no.
Kal-El, no. He never told you his name was Kal-El.
No. Oh, shit.
There's a lot of holes in there. At least three. Yeah, I don't. That
even though she's a bad actor, I'd still have sex with
her. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I do her that favor.
Steal. Oh, Gal Gadot or the other one.
I mean, honestly, but
which one?
That picky.
What's her name?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't.
No, I don't. I was gonna say Kristen.
Rachel Ziegler. Yeah, Rachel Ziegler.
Yeah. I like her apple cider.
Motz?
Rachel Motz, right?
Rachel Motz.
Oy vey.
Trying to connect it on these. I got Motz in there somewhere.
I just say oy vey anytime.
Oh, that's true. Just know it's going to stick most of the time.
It's a funny thing to say.
It is.
They're still preparing our order.
Motherfuckers.
Always preparing.
Always preparing. Just go.
Never ready.
Right, no, so that's anyway. Not the joke.
You're ruining everything, Cliff.
I'm gonna leave.
All right, so yeah, you guys are talking about Snow White for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's legitimate. This is a
We're just like, what the fuck?
So what's going on? What's going on, guys? This is your time to shine. RP. You got RP.
I mean,
it'd be more on her because I'd be kind of just whatever with Weeblo, just chilling and talking to the dude. She's the one that's suspicious of me.
Yeah. I mean, she's pretty...
Although, does she suspect anything going on at this point?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's not dumb.
I know. I'm just saying, like, you know.
And
she's not a young girl in her 20s.
She's not a young girl in her 20s. She's not naive. She's in her late
50s. She's middle-aged.
Yeah.
Maybe, oh, my God, you're in a band? That's awesome.
No, actually, tieflings have the same lifespan as humans, so you'd be, like, in your 30s. And
clock's ticking.
I thought he was the hag.
I need to get pregnant real quick.
Yeah. So I'm going to let this go, Zod, but I'm going to need something from you.
I'm going to need your sperm. Can you freeze it for me?
Done.
Thank you. Thank you.
I had this lying around. It should still be good, though.
It's right next to the liquor bottle, so I didn't want to make that mistake again.
So, what it's are you...
created a top, like a crust, like a pudding.
Mm. Oh. You gotta peel it off before you insert.
Use a blowtorch. Make a
semen skin.
Yeah.
That's a creme brulee.
A creme brulee. Yeah.
A creme brulee.
Creme brulee. There we go. I knew there was a joke there. Perfect. Creme brulee.
I do like creme brulee.
It's the best. Delicious. It's so good.
My father-in-law, like, legitimately makes it when he comes over just for, like, a random dinner. He'll be like, here you go. He gets a blowtorch.
Nice.
I mean, you need the sugar is.
Really, I mean, yeah, that. Obviously.
I mean, that's what makes it.
My family makes fun of me because I'll just come home with
men?
Shrimp.
Oh,
yeah, and I'll just eat shrimp cocktail just on like a Tuesday. Yeah.
And they're like, what the fuck you have to cook them.
Like, I don't have to do anything.
Take the shells off at least.
I don't like the crunching noise. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
I may buy some on the way home now that I think
there's
about
nothing
it.
Left. No tail. Nothing. The next day you're just shitting.
I'm like an American Indian. I eat everything.
They didn't eat everything.
Drink everything.
I drink everything.
Fire water. I'm gonna go get me some of that fire water.
Hey,
Jesus Christ.
How many people can we offend? Let's say we got dwarves.
Equal opportunity.
Native Americans.
Native Americans or actually, they don't prefer Native American.
Oh my God, I can't. Indian. I can't do this anymore. I'm done. I don't care. All right. We already
what
did.
About people preferences and stuff?
Yeah. I'm done.
It is out of
no, they're like, we never asked to be called Native Americans. True. They're like, Indian's fine because there's so many different tribes. And George Carlin had a whole bit about this. Yeah, he's like, why would they want to be called American by the, that's the people that took over their land. would they want that?
I saw this one comedian. He's just like, I have this like Native American friend and I like went up to him and I'm like, what do you think about like the Redskins thing? Like them changing the name. And he was just like, I don't know. It never offended me. He's like, it was kind of cool that there was like representation out there and everything. He's like, and I was like, thank you. And he's like, your reaction right there kind of made me hate it.
Now they just have the Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
The family's saying that they want it back.
Yeah, I mean, it was like it was a real person.
Yeah.
The like,
family
bye.
Of the Indian who was the Washington Redskin image was like, no one ever asked us.
Yeah. Because that was like his actual like profile. Yeah.
They could have kept the name and just changed it to Potato.
Now they're the Commies.
What Commies? I love that people shortened it to Commies. They're like,
I mean, what else are you gonna do? I'm not gonna say that call them the Commanders.
Should have just kept it the Washington Football Team. That was hilarious.
That was
literally
the best.
Can't think of anything. Just whatever.
Washington Football.
Their football team.
Commanders is
the Browns. Like,
one
we're
of
not
the
most generic team anymore.
The Browns.
No one cares about you, Browns.
Yeah. What's your logo? It's a helmet that's kind of orange.
It's orange, yeah.
What is that? Why are they called the Browns?
I don't know, actually.
It's awful.
Like, I know the Packers are because they were meat packers that formed a football team.
Yeah.
Steelers were steel workers, right? Like, you can usually figure it out, but the Browns, I got nothing.
I don't know.
It had to have been somebody's name. That's the only thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's like, I named a team after me.
That's weird.
Uh-oh. Yeah. We got Dixie Googling. Are you Googling? Yeah,
mm-hmm. Why is it Brown? Why is it the Browns?
They are named after their first coach, Paul Brown.
There we go.
That's the worst.
That's his terrible.
Son, Charlie Brown.
Good grief.
He could never kick the goddamn
ball. No, yeah, he was terrible.
He was a very bad football player.
He was such a disappointment.
A wonderful connection. The way
he'd come home and be like, "Did she take the football away again?
Did it happen?
All right. What are you gonna learn?
We're gonna we're back into the woodshed.
Into the woodshed.
That's why it was always so sad. Anyway, so what are you guys talking about?
I mean, we're just waiting.
We're just kind of shooting the shit.
It sounds like this. It sounds like this is what
they
were talking about.
This is pretty much the conversation. Yeah,
it's really weird. Mm-hmm. Vonta, how are you feeling about Zod right now?
I don't know. Something's up.
I'm trying not to drink.
Can she roll like a perception to see if she can feel his change?
Ew.
Feel me change.
You want him to?
Nope, she can't feel anything. But I am changing.
Do you mean his coin purse? Because
No,
actually, she.
Do I even have perception?
You have perception.
Do I have perception?
Everyone has perception. You have no perception.
I mean, it might not
she
be the
running
best.
Into walls.
Zero.
Yeah,
it's a zero.
You can still roll. That means if you get above 10, or if you beat his
meat.
Deception roll.
Oh, this is getting real bad. We need lunch to come.
The rails.
We're not even using veiled anymore.
It's basically the train in Inception. It's not on rails at all.
Yeah, you can like you have to roll
14. Well,
you're rolling your deception roll.
Remember, it's charisma based, so you have pretty high charisma.
I sure do. Let's see, where's my charisma? No, I don't. Wait, no, that's not
me. Oh my god.
That's my accursed.
You're literally a charisma based fighter.
I have a
fighter.
+5.
Yeah, that's what I would.
Really? That's it?
Uh-huh. On deception?
Yeah.
On deception, sorry. +9.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
If I fail this.
What did you roll there?
14.
14 with +0.
21.
Nice.
So you're somehow in your drunken state, still convincing her that.
Well, not convincing her, just she's not enough for her to, like, really.
Yeah.
Do you want to explore the your feelings about killing that slave girl now that you're no longer?
I mean, there? I guess I can't avoid it, right?
Yeah,
sure you can.
Yeah, that's true. I just drink more.
I mean, you're
a guy. That's what we do.
Yeah, I know. We just push it deep, deep, deep down until we have a heart attack.
That's well, right. Sometimes you're in a situation where you kill innocent women. And you just move on.
I don't think that's
you just move on with your life.
No, he's right. That's something
she's
that happens
gone,
to every
I'm
man.
Here.
You hit someone going down the street in Philly, and it's dark. You just
you move on.
You move on.
You move on.
You being there is not going to help the situation.
No, what if there's still
why ruin two lives?
Move on.
What if you
back up and then move
back
on?
Yeah, back up. Move on.
What
back
if,
up
oh
again.
My god!
Just make sure
you should get out and make sure that they don't have like your license plate.
Make sure they're
like make sure they're pretty maimed.
Yeah.
You know? And then you can leave.
Stab them in the eyes.
Yeah.
Dear God. She was like that when I got here, officer. Yeah.
They have like one bruise and their eyes are stabbed. Jesus Christ. They were like barely hit. I don't understand.
Glaze and her eyes just exploded.
Yeah, it was insane.
She just touched a parked car. alright, so you guys are useless at RP.
I mean, you could force him into the situation.
I should.
I said we could explore that now because like I wouldn't be able to just like push it away.
So are you going to talk to Weeblo about it? He's probably killed some innocent people.
She's still there. I probably shouldn't.
I guess you couldn't go through.
Weeblo, you want to talk in the other room for a while?
He probably doesn't. Weeblo's probably like, leave me the fuck alone.
Weeblo's drinking.
Hey, you.
Hey. You manly hairy dwarf, you want to talk about your feelings? I pass.
I've abandoned my family.
I accidentally cheated on my wife that I wasn't supposed to, but I did.
It wasn't really accidentally, but whatever.
It wasn't that accidentally.
No,
it didn't sound like an accident.
Wives are usually not accepting of the it was an accident.
No, I didn't mean to.
Whoops.
That's because it's not really it's not true.
No.
It can't be an accident.
My
I forgot I was married.
You just fell in.
Right.
Yeah, you just fell.
I slipped. I fell, and that's then right. You know.
There's a reason she's called the gaping crevasse.
Wow.
She doesn't like that nickname.
Well, I didn't say she liked it. I just said there's a reason she's called it.
Yeah, the thing I'm stealing from Jimmy Carr is it looks like a last baby used a shotgun to get out.
Yeah, last baby shot its way out.
I liked his one joke where he was like talking about the worst things you can say on a date. He's like, let's not turn this rape into a murder.
He is so... He's just... love him. Anyway. Alright, so I guess you can't explore this now, but you'll have to explore it later.
Deep down.
But you're drinking a little bit, so you can't see it. Like,
yeah, it's like kind of like, oh, I'm enjoying this.
I just like the flavor of this swill that I've
crafted. It's a hat. Well, technically, I would have still been continuing the habit because I couldn't let these guys know that I had some
true
fucking problem. So I was still drinking. It just wasn't doing anything to me, so it was making me very depressed.
True, true, true.
I'm a little more jovial now.
Obviously. Yeah. You're well, one, you don't have the looming presence.
I'm not being tortured
of the devil over you, and you're...
And I can taste sweet, sweet liquor.
Taste sweet, sweet liquor without abstemiousness.
Yeah, we don't like Epstein.
I'm on the abstemious list.
Abstemious Island.
All right, so you guys come back, and...
Hi!
Hi, it was...
was it?
It was fun!
It was really...
Here's your mask back.
Thank you.
It was really uncomfortable here. They didn't say a word.
Oh, we said lots of words talking about the dwarves.
It's weird shit.
I don't like what these guys think about.
talked about to get Snow White and gang rape.
You can either explore it with them or be uncomfortable.
That's true. It's your choice, really.
And I'm a pretty evil guy.
What?
No. You know he's evil.
He said, what now?
What? Oh, you didn't talk to Helm. You said you're going to talk to Helm.
Yeah, I'll talk to him later. We have things to tell you, though.
Okay, what is it, Glenn?
Maybe we saw stone giants down there.
Yeah, I know. That's on purpose.
Care to explain?
Well,
are they your stone giants?
They're my stone giants. They're the ones that are. See, stone giants are real, real dumb. They're not the best purveyors of intelligence. Mm-hmm. But I said I would lend some of my stone giants to help guard the treasure, so that I would understand what they're doing down there.
Oh, are they going to be there when we're there?
They are, but they're instructed not to do anything that would prevent you from getting your job done. So if they see you, they're just going to ignore you.
Okay.
So we don't have to worry about the stone giants.
No, you shouldn't.
Unless he's lying to us.
You shouldn't have to worry about the stone giants. The only thing I would say is that if a stone giant and someone else is there, the stone giant's probably going to fight. If you know what I mean.
Okay.
Or... If the stone giant feels like you guys could win, he might fight with you. Like,
they're opportunists.
Exactly. Well, they're just dumb. They're gonna pick the side they know is gonna win, and they know
that dumb.
That sounds like a winning mindset
sure
to
does.
Me.
It's a good point. Good point. You know what, Zod? You have some insight that I
sure do.
I'd like to subscribe to your newsletter.
Inspiration token.
No.
Black figures can give inspiration to us?
He's very powerful.
He's a very powerful wizard. I wouldn't worry about the sun giants, but what else did you find out?
We saw people in the battle mages in the ethereal plane.
That doesn't surprise me.
We saw them like concentrating in the material plane.
That's
not quite sure what they were doing.
There's probably some type of anti-magic field that they're creating, or some type of... If not necessarily an anti-magic field, some kind of magic trap where they can detect if you're using the threads of magic.
Yeah, we couldn't see into the secret vault. And we didn't stick our face through the wall.
What wall?
That was blocking the secret vault.
Yeah, what's up with these ice walls?
There?
Like, there's like a wall we couldn't see through in the ethereal plane.
Huh. What do you mean ice walls?
We went through an ice wall in the guard tower to get down to the secret vault.
We don't have any ice walls in the castle normally.
You have two of them.
Yeah, there's two.
Oh.
One in Razmadar's room.
Razmadar?
Yep.
It's not hard.
Razmataz.
Not Razmir.
Not Razmir.
Razmadar.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Red Wizard.
And Asbara Joe.
What do you know?
Every time.
You said you didn't make up that name?
I did not.
That's hilarious. That's like... Fucking
Joe.
Shit against the wall.
Yeah. Fucking Joe, the wizard.
Well, it's J-O-S, but you don't pronounce the S.
Maybe it is Jaws.
I don't think it's Jaws.
Maybe it's Yaz.
Yaz, oh yeah, it's
as
it's
far
Nordic.
As Yaz. Oh, okay, maybe. We're not changing
ooh,
that
man, it's too late now,
it's gotta be Joe now.
Okay, so he also says, look, if there's the stone giants, we've already had kind of a through the grapevine thing that... But they're really dumb, so I want to keep what I tell them.
Yeah, you're not telling them.
I'm not telling them the whole story. I just tell them that, you know, that you're part of our group,
mm-hmm.
even though you look like you're in the Dragon Army.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
So I don't know that it's going to be worthwhile for us to investigate tonight Because it looks like we can't get into the secret vault, and we saw who's on the outside anyway.
Your food's here.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Food, 12:30.
We'll come back to this after we eat.
Oh, coming back is tight.
Oh, he quits.
Oh, no.
Ooh. I changed my mind. I don't want a chicken sandwich anymore.
Sounds like a horse.
Horse cock.
I forget what... Oh, my God.
Saw one of those this morning.
You sure did.
I forget what Weeblo was saying before we entered.
Yeah, you were like lunch. In the middle of a thought.
I know.
It's like,
it's all gone now.
Ah, I gotta eat!
Fucking monster.
You were talking to Blackthicus?
Yeah.
About...
We can rewind the tape.
The Stone Giants?
Play
yes,
back.
We were talking
about that.
We got past that.
Yeah.
Do you want me to stop it?
No, that's fine. We'll just move on.
So let's
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
The Stone Giants, you are controlling the Stone Giants. You told us that they will not attack us.
Well, they might.
Well, they might, but just to save face. Or they might join in on us if they're winning.
Join in on us.
Join in on the fucking orgy.
Join in on me, Poppy.
How do we get down to the Wyvern area to go in through the wall? The Wyvern.
I have a stone little person.
I have a pebble.
There's two. I mean, you've already picked the place you want, path you want to take, right?
Yeah, we're just gonna go into that thing. And
he's like, it's not gonna be super easy. You're gonna have to.
So it's
either
kind of an inconvenience.
It's pretty
super
much,
easy.
Pretty much an inconvenience.
No.
Do you have dimension door?
I do.
We got dimension door over.
That would be the easiest way, because now
you've seen it, so we can describe it and go exactly where we need to be.
Yep.
It's that way.
That away.
And then we all fall to our death.
Not that away. That's the cliff, damn it.
He said diagonally.
That's Cliff.
I'm Cliff. Hello.
Shut the fuck up.
I could just snooze.
You're not even anywhere near your microphone.
Your mic is like not.
That's
even
a box. I'm going.
Dixie's just not playing anymore. Yeah, I'm taking nappy naps.
I'm a chicky Sammy.
And Dixie's asleep. Well, we're going to talk a little quieter. We don't want to disturb her.
We call this Dixie time. That's what my dad used to call it.
I don't like that.
You had Dixie time earlier.
I don't like Dixie time.
All right.
No, I mean,
big old
his description of Dixie time.
Big black Dixie time.
Big black Dixie wreck time.
I'll never be the same.
I'm feeling feelings.
I told you about my ex-wife. Right?
Yes, with the
big black retarded kid.
Oh yeah, you did.
I'm sorry.
She's the best.
She's so back.
She had to. She was.
We knew that would get Dixie moving.
She worked at a.
So what about retarded cop?
Did she birth this child?
No. She was a special ed teacher, right? Mm-hmm. And or teacher's assistant. And
that's how she fancy.
That's how she.
No.
Go on.
Damn it! That's how she met Big Bean.
And there was this one kid. I remember his name too. His name, Teddy.
Teddy.
He was like a 15-year-old
black. Just kid. Dixie, because they're black, you don't have to put black in front of them every time.
No, I thought that's how
HR has talked to you about this.
We just talked about this last night. In the Justice League, there's black lightning.
Oh, yeah.
It's just lightning. Lightning's fine.
There was a guy that was doing like a game show thing. It's like these black guys, and they do, it's like black Family Feud or whatever, and they have to guess like the topics, but it's always like black related. He's like, name 10 black superheroes that don't have black in their name or have electric powers. And everybody's like,
I can do that. Wait, 10? That's a lot.
That is a lot.
I mean,
you probably can't even do 5.
They're Manta Ray, right?
Black Manta is his name.
I'm calling him Manta Ray.
It's not Manta Ray. That's not his name.
It's Black Manta Ray. God damn it.
Miles Morales has electric powers.
Luke Cage has electric powers. Okay, Luke Cage is one.
Miles Morales has electric powers.
Static Shock has electric powers.
Come on, no, he was in a movie. Big movie recently. Next to Superman.
Black Adam.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
Mr. Terrific.
Mr. Terrific.
There you go.
His powers are kind of electric.
No, well,
what is the electricity correlation? I don't get it.
There's just, for whatever reason, a lot of the black superheroes have electric powers. I don't know why.
I know there was like a sergeant.
So there's a game called Swallow New York.
Well, he's not a super.
Which seems problematic.
Yeah, that's weird.
Swallow New York.
Swallow
New York.
I don't
even give it to you.
Who's New York?
I'll give you him, even though he's not a superhero.
Okay.
Which one?
Nick Fury.
Oh.
You've got three. I like Nick
Fury. Well, he wasn't originally black, though.
That's true.
No, he wasn't.
He was David Hasselhoff originally.
Yeah. Not a great characterization.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was white in the comics. Movie, yeah.
Oh, which Green Lantern? There's a black Green Lantern.
Oh yes,
the damn it's show. Called. His name is called the Black Green Lantern.
He's a black.
What color would that be?
Think the Danny
show. One drop.
You're the Black Lantern.
No, why?
The Sage Lantern.
There are Black Lanterns.
Yeah, the Black Lantern is a different thing. That's the Lanterns of Death. Okay, so that's four.
I don't think
six
I
six more.
I don't think I can do more. Can you do it?
No, I can't.
Okay, well. There we are.
Black Panther?
Has black
name,
in the name.
His name? Black in
the name. I also said Black Adam.
That's what
I
one I know.
Yeah, Black Adam. There's the... Yep.
Isn't that crazy, though? And he's not even black. He's an Egyptian.
Mean, wait, what about Vulcan is electric power?
Come on.
Anyway.
Come on. Where's Egypt?
Continue your Black Teddy story.
Fair. Oh, so Black... Yeah, so Black Teddy. my ex used to have to change his diaper, and she would tell me he has, like... the biggest penis I've ever seen.
Oh, I've heard this goddamn story before.
She volunteered.
And I'm like, well, I don't, you know, that's great and all, but...
You guys would get intimate, she'd be like...
She's like, and sometimes when I wipe his butt, he gets an erection. Mm. I'm like, oh my God.
That's where the button is.
Why are you telling me this? Yeah, it was not good. That was also close to the...
Press my
maybe
butt
Teddy's
button.
Who you saw earlier.
She took me to the school. And
introduced you to Teddy.
It introduced me to all the kids and everything, and we were, you know, I spent like the day there, which I didn't want to do. But
Teddy wasn't a student.
She's like, she goes,
"This is Principal Teddy. What the fuck?"
And I'm like, "Yeah, it'd be great without the fucking retards." And as a joke, yeah. Well, obviously, but she didn't find it funny. She didn't.
You didn't have sex that night.
I wouldn't have sex lots of nights.
You didn't have Teddy sex that night.
I'm gonna tear you open.
All right.
I'm gonna see your stuffing.
So,
Moving on.
We've just done a recap, I guess.
Okay, so we're gonna dimension door into the thing.
Right now?
No. In the middle of night.
Okay.
So, how many people can I bring in with dimension door?
Enough.
Isn't it like enough? I'll look it up. Hold on.
I mean, we have other ways to get down there, too.
Yeah, but I mean, that's an efficient way.
Does anyone have fly or levitate? Or
I do.
He is levitate.
Do it well.
But you have dimension door, too, so that's going to be a problem. Let's do my shot first and get that fly out of the fucking way.
Is your
shot. Fucking pour your shot.
Can you give me my... Give me
only the big bean.
I will show it to you before I drink it.
Ew.
Hey, all good. Here's my penis. Now I'm going to do my shot.
Why did he do
Cliff
that?
Is like, 2 in 1 day!
This one's much smaller.
The fuck are you playing?
Nothing.
That's a good one.
It's like is it a color game?
It is.
That's
I don't know, my shot. Kid has it.
It's, I fail.
It's something that occupies me while I'm listening. Because of my tism.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. We all have it.
Here it comes.
Ooh.
I just got it.
Just take a deep breath.
Should I make a joke while he's swallowing?
Don't.
It?
Yeah,
no.
No.
Yeah,
and he'll want to die.
Did you like it?
He's starting to like it.
He drinks it.
It's like paint thinner.
Yeah, it is.
How do you know what paint thinner tastes?
It's like worse when you breathe after.
It is.
Don't breathe.
Yeah, stop
breathing. Stop
breathing. Breathing's your problem.
I've tried that before. It's not even good with the Coke. Rum is supposed to be good with Coke.
It's true. I mean, that's fair.
No, Jesus. No surrender.
Fucking. You really are the one to take the most shots.
It's the goddamn worst. I hate it.
How are you so bad at saying names? And we've been doing this for like 7 years now.
I don't know.
It has been a long time. Mm-hmm. Long time.
I'm very dumb.
You do this long time.
Long time.
That was unnecessary racism.
Isn't all racism unnecessary?
No, some is very necessary. All right, so you're going to try and... are we, like, fast-forwarding in time, or are you still...
Well, that's still... Is there any... I mean, we can
didn't you say
get
you
down
were,
there.
You wanted Black Thickus to make something for you?
Well, that was for planar travel, but we don't necessarily need it now.
Love to Glenn.
By the way, my dimension door, I have to go.
and I can take one person with me. One willing
creature. How many times can you cast it?
Well, I mean, it's a spell, so I gotta use spell slots.
I mean, it's fine. Glenn can do Ethereal Plane and get us... Now, it's gonna be his 8th level spell, so he can't do Sunburst. But,
We see the bomb.
Hopefully they don't run any vampires.
Pretty much.
The Vampire.
Spell with a Y, because...
That's right, Vampire. It's old-timey.
Because then he can take... 3 more creatures. So if you can levitate your way down.
I will say this. It does make you pretty much instantly drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, the shot.
Yeah. Warm in the chest.
It's. I hate it.
The next thing.
It actually permeates the brain blood barrier much quicker than other alcohol.
It's just pure ethanol. All right. So.
We can do. Actually, it'd probably be good to give him your ring of invisibility.
No.
So that he doesn't. They don't like happen to see someone down, floating.
Yeah. You have to attune to it.
That's how I have to do it. What Jesus?
Because then we could do Ethereal Plane. We get down there, and then do we take a look at the door?
Although, what about all those guys floating around in the Ethereal Plane? They're gonna see me just floating down by myself.
I mean, it's a risky. You really didn't get a chance to look around outside, so.
I mean, that's no. That's what Glenn was doing. Remember, he was floating outside the area.
Yeah.
Well, so he didn't see anybody.
No.
Yeah. So I think we're safe going into that area.
I'm just trying to build some tension, baby.
Nope, Glenn figured it.
No tension. We're gonna be easy, easy peasy.
Did we see what the entrance to the vault looked like?
It looked like your mom's vagina.
Oh my god.
So very wide.
Was it just like an opening?
Deep set.
Just a wide opening.
Okay, good.
Roast beef all around it.
Mm-hmm. Are there any
meat curtains?
Meat curtains. Meat curtains.
Spiky meat curtains.
Some horseradish sauce. No, it's just like a big... There's a little bit of where the wyvern roost is that's outside.
Which one?
He's right, there's multiple.
Wyvern roosts everywhere.
Oh, yeah, this is the... So... There's a little bit outside.
Oh, you know what we need before we go?
What's that?
Blackthicus, how are we getting the gold transported?
Oh, right. So he goes in the back and he gives you like this. It's a black cloth,
mm-hmm.
Right? So this unfolds.
You just say cloth.
No, it's just.
I didn't even notice it was that. I just saw a cloth.
I don't see that color. He's like, okay. You put it on a wall,
uh-huh. Right?
And then you can push the money in, and it'll come to where we need.
So
to
we go. Are doing cartoon fucking.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's Looney Tunes.
It's a Looney Tunes.
Clip. Is this an Acme black hole?
Can we put it on the floor? Because then we don't have to push it through. We could just.
Sure. I don't care where you put it. Yeah. Just put it wherever you want.
Oh, I've heard that about.
Can we take it off the wall again?
Yes, take it off the wall because they're gonna know it was a portal.
I'm just saying it doesn't disappear.
It's not. It's not. No.
Can
it's,
we get in the portal and then have one person?
Take you could it? Jump into the portal when you're done.
Can you unstick it like
from inside?
From inside?
No. Someone
right.
would
so
have
so one
stay.
Person. So if we have the ethereal plane, right?
Yeah.
We can have the one person just grab it.
But they
would. Well, need, if shit's going down, then they're probably gonna get.
But they would need the ring of invisibility.
Yes. Shit's yeah, but if everybody else down. Is in the hole.
Everybody else in the hole.
In the hole.
In the hole. If everyone else goes in the hole, they put the. Yeah, but he doesn't ever want to give up his ring of invisibility.
Well, he's giving it to him.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Shockingly.
He's a team player now.
Yeah.
He's grown over this campaign. Team.
Well, he really has.
Character arc.
Character arc. I guess I will give up my thing temporarily.
Fuck.
It's been more like character to line.
He went from murdering and putting candles in people's mouths to now sharing his ring of invisibility.
And murdering.
And still murdering.
Yeah. I still like to murder.
Yeah, the candles went away.
All right. So yeah, here's the portal. I will put this on my side. Make sure I hide all the shit and put all kinds of magical barriers up so that they don't know that that's where it is. And then...
Actually, you don't need the ring of invisibility.
Yes, I take it back.
Why?
Does he?
Why?
I mean, I guess it helps.
Well, if you get in to the...
I'm just thinking, if we need to plant something afterward, Glenn can get into the ethereal plane more easily.
That's true.
Although he can only do it one other time, and he can't do it... Once he pops out again, he'd be fucked.
It's done, yeah.
So...
That's true.
How would we plant the fucking thing...
In the other guy's room?
Yeah.
Hmm...
Ice wall.
Big Bean, how would we do it?
I'm gonna tell us.
Ice wall.
Be a bro, bro. This is a planning thing.
I know.
We do have to Ocean's 11 this.
I was going to say, with Dimension Door, we still use Dimension Door, but yeah, you have to do it.
Yeah, but I can do, I mean, it would reuse all my spell slots, but I could do it 3 times.
Could he Dimension Door from there to Wrath Modar's room?
Wrath Modar. We saw it, yeah. Anything that I can describe.
But is it within the 300 feet?
No.
No,
he's farther. Could he do a, jump?
I don't see.
Is it within 600 feet? Is that what I'm saying? Like, could he dimension door to somewhere closer, and then dimension door from there to the?
Yeah, how far exactly is it?
He's gonna pull out his protractor.
That would probably work. Okay, you could do 2 dimension doors
mm-hmm.
and get there.
And then 1 dimension door back out.
But you probably have to do the one.
And if I have the ring of invisibility, you wouldn't see me.
The 1 dimension door to the stables, which you've seen, and then the next one to Wrath Modar's room. All
right, so I would be doing
the planting,
but you guys have to do the stealing.
Yeah. Well, no, you're coming with us.
Yes, but I mean, like, you guys have to do the get us there.
Yeah. How are we getting out? I guess we go through the portal. You pull the portal and take
grab
it with you.
I grab the hole with me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it in my pocket.
Where's the portal go anyway? If we jump in afterward,
it goes to his room.
It goes to my room.
Oh, it goes to your room.
He,
oh, okay.
He put like the exit portal on his.
I'm putting an illusion up and all kinds of anti magic shit so that people.
Oh my god, anti magic shit.
And that way, I guess if you guys all jump in there, then when I get the thing planted, you can just start shoving the gold in, and then I'm out.
No. Oh, wait, are you saying you go into the... No, we are all going down to the roost.
Yes.
And we're going in and doing whatever we can in that room.
Yes.
And we're all pushing the gold in.
Yes.
And then we're all,
which is going to go into his room.
Yeah, and then we're all jumping in except for you.
Which you would also go into his room. Yeah. I would take the hole.
Yeah.
I would have to dimension door to this guy's room.
Yeah.
Drop the hole, and then you guys would just push all the shit back in there.
Oh, no. We're going to just... No. We'll give you like a
Oh, just like a couple?
Yeah, gems right, yeah. And like a scroll or whatever.
We're not putting a giant pile of gold in his room. How did nobody notice this before?
He's got a fucking mountain on.
It's so much gold.
He's got 25 chests in here.
Such an overkill.
Dad!
Can you imagine how confused he'd be? He like walks into his other room like, what the fuck?
That's why.
As far as Joe's in there, he just gets crushed to death. The
amount of gold. It's a treasure.
This is how I wanted to go.
It's not what it looks like.
Behind Vanta's back, you see, we blow like he's been drinking. He's been drinking.
It's okay. It's fine. Hey, I know.
We're gonna put all the gold in there.
All the gold's going right in his room. No. Just enough that it will look like he did it, but not enough that will crush him.
This is the shoveling shit thing.
Yeah.
I've been down here ladling shit.
You didn't have to.
There's a pump, dude. It's called a bilge pump. That was one of my favorite lines.
As there's a
there should be like obvious statues and stuff he could have taken, right? In that treasure.
there's definitely going to be things that would stand out,
like super incriminating stuff.
Yeah,
paintings or something.
But Black Tickets goes, remember, you're not going to want everything that he takes to stand out. You're going to want some regular shit.
Yeah, there's some pouches of gold in there and so 2 gems and then a painting or something. A rolled up painting.
Something that seems worth it.
Not like a full fucking framed painting.
That would be tough.
It's a giant poster size.
Hey, we just got one of those.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's neat. Is that the same artist?
Yeah.
All right. So,
it's lithograph. I don't know how he speaks.
Who?
Pina with is lithograph.
Is lithograph?
Yeah, that's what it is. Is lithograph.
Oh, the stone giants? Well, I don't know what you're doing. What
are you doing? Wrath Modar.
Oh, Wrath Modar doesn't speak like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's a super intelligent wizard. Is lithograph.
No need to investigate.
Why? Why I use many words when few words.
When few words do trick.